So the Nakuda that he said, that we spoke about last time, that he says over here, is that other Ummas HaOlam have points of conflict with Klal Yisrael, and at each point of conflict is where you have the different events, whether it was in Chor Beis HaMikdash Bavel and Hanukkah and so on. And then you have Amalek, which is diametrically opposed to Klal Yisrael. He does not mention the Chazal, but very famous Chazal of Tzur and Yerushalayim, Kisir and Yerushalayim. If one is built, one is Chareb, because the two are opposite each other, and so on. Now he explains what particular Nekuda about Amalek is opposite of, or Haman is opposite of Klal Yisrael. So he says, we're holding Miller on Samach Vav on the left-hand column, kind of the first paragraph in the middle. V'alahefech hazeh meir shem Amalek. Kikvar amarnu, ki Yisrael nikru Yeshurun. V'la Amalek hu hefech zeh shum u'ukal. One of Klal Yisrael's names is Yeshurun. And it's a very extraordinary lashon in the tefillah we say, that it says, Now, Klal Yisrael has a name Yeshurun. It's the pasuk in Vezayis HaParacha that there's a Shem Yeshurun that fits Klal Yisrael. We have to try to understand a little bit what is the description of Klal Yisrael as Yeshurun. So he says, on the other hand, Yisrael called Yeshurun, V'ilu Amalek hu hefech zeh, shu mu'ukal. Amalek is twisted, like the Lashon, Amalek comes, has the words mu'ukal, which means distorted, perverted. Kunochash akalsein, it's a Lashon of, it says there is a nochash, there's a kalsein, meaning twisted. Olekach hu hefech lahem legamri. So the difference in Klal Yisrael and Amalek is Klal Yisrael is straight, is yasher, and Klal and Amalek is perverted, distorted, twisted. And that's why he explains that they were served each other. I try a little bit to explain and understand what he's talking about and what he means over here and so on. He's touching upon very deep in Yanim. And let's reflect a little bit. We said there are three basic middos which you can describe direction. There's yamin, there's small, there's emtsa. Yamin represents an angle towards chesed, towards ava, and that is a good thing, but it has times when it goes off the derech, and when it's not checked. A small represents din and gvura, and this etc. And that has its angles when it goes, when it goes off the derech, when it could be not good. Now, the emtsa is the median that's supposed to balance it all. And like we spoke many times, balancing doesn't mean a little bit of each. It means there's a direction. And everything is weighed and measured towards that direction. For instance, if somebody has the philosophy of it's not good to eat too much or too little, that sounds right, and therefore I want to eat just the right amount. And he goes to a doctor and asks him, what is the right amount? The answer is, well, who are you? What do you want to do? Do you want to chop wood? Do you want to sit and study? They live in a cold climate, a hot climate. Without putting down a tachlis of where it's going to, then it's you can't have that middle road without a tachlis. The going off that middle road has a different. It has a tachlis that's not a viable tachlis. And the tachlis is only to do good, only to eat. The tachlis is to be very tough and stringent. The tachlis is to fast. So those are tachlisim that cannot survive. But the middle tachlis will adjust all the pieces and all the steps so that they're all headed in a certain direction. That's the middle meter versus the other two. So some umas ha'olam is bonu ba'esh, some is ba'mayim, and that's how they're off on a tangent and a point of conflict with Klal Yisrael. This there is a much deeper perversion, and that is as follows. The sense that if you have the goal, the pieces fall in yashustik is a mid of yashus. Lemushel, if I have a rational person that I'm dealing with, and he does X or Y or Z, which I think is wrong. So I sit and I argue with him, and I debate. And as long as I can explain to him that X that he's doing is really the same as A, or it's bringing about the results that A are bringing about, or it leads to A, and Y that he's doing is the same as B and leads to B, if I convince him of that, his conclusion has to be the same as my conclusion, because the math is the same math. So the question is always mitzad the data. If I come along to the Baal Chesed and I tell him, Chesed, you want good things and I want good things. Chesed in itself can be destructive when there's not enough discipline, when you're giving to a place that doesn't deserve, when it's too easy to get, etc. So I can thereby have a way of bringing him to the kav of the midpoint. What do I do with somebody that somehow he doesn't add up the pieces the way I do? The problem is not in I entered the data wrong. The problem is his processing unit is weird. By him, 4 and 4 equals 15 and a half. So now there's really no makom of tikkun, because in the midah of Yashrus, he doesn't have that midah. So it's not the pshat that he happens to be off, or the muscle. Let's say I'm driving a car, and there is something, there's ice that's slipping me, and I'm moving towards one way. Let's say there's a wind blowing me the other side. Let's say I see something over here and it distracts me, and I go that direction. Those are all, I veered from Yashrus, but it's possibly I'm attacking it. But let's say there's something wrong with the alignment of the car. It's like the axle's kind of a little bit on the crooked side. So there's no way, no matter how straight I keep it, its straightness is not straight. So somebody once, I had a neighbor from Hungary who came from such a background, and during 48, he was in charge of a platoon of Gerach Sidim. He had the misfortune of being a commander, and he was trying to, I guess, quote unquote, train them a little bit, and he told them they were supposed to stand straight in the line, and he barked the command, Yashar. And Yashar was a kind of, a subjective, Yashar was a generalization. They didn't, was, you know, this guy's still a little bit out, this guy's a little bit in. And he barked at the guy and said, Mazan, I'm not Yashar. So the guy looked at him and said, Zeh ha-yoshar shali. This is like my Yashus. This is, Ish ha-yoshar be'in of Yaseh means that there is a crookedness in Yashus itself. And then there's no tikkun for that, because it doesn't add up the same way. When sometimes you deal with a person and you see he's not rational, what you mean to say is sometimes a person is swayed by emotions. And the person was very hurt by something, was very angered by something. He's gargle-eyed about this or that or the other thing, so fine. So we can separate the emotional element out and tell them, listen, let's try to leave the emotions and try to figure it out objectively, and I can keep convincing him, if you don't like this, imagine what will happen if you keep going this. And so, you know, that's the time hollow. But if there's anything wrong about the person's train of thought, then if he just doesn't think straight, there's nothing you can do with it. So that's the midah of Yashus versus Akalson. If something is built, as you're building things, go off to a side, and I take a ruler, the ruler is straight, I have a plumb line, a straight edge, so things move to a certain straight line. If the ruler is not straight, then there's nothing you can do over here. It says in the pasuk, "Reishis goyim amolek v'achrisa de'ovid." Amolek and Klal Yisrael have in themselves, both of them, the mida of reishis, meaning that the starting point of Amolek and Klal Yisrael is the same. Reishis b'shul yisrael gereishis. It says reishis goyim amolek. So in the starting point, as opposed to umas ha'olam, which are to the side of Klal Yisrael, they're not really reishis, but they're a hemshich. Then Amalek sits in the same haschala that Klal Yisrael sits. So the question is: why isn't Amalek, as a king like Klal Yisrael? And the answer is that chrisos are the oved. His achris and his reishis. We say magid achris dava mireishiso. It's not just poetic. It's the pshat is when the in a straight line, if you tell me the first point, I can tell you the last point. It is an expression of the yashrus of an object. If you tell me the starting point, I will tell you the finishing point. If it's b'midah yashara, if it's not yashrustik, then I don't know from the reishis. You cannot predict at all the achris. So Klal Yisrael has in itself the midah of yashur, which means that as the pieces get put in, it means two things. First of all, it sits on the midpoint, on the midline, rather than on a tangent, and therefore its mahalach is the mahalach that gives meaning to the other mahalachim and incorporates other mahalachim, and is the only viable mahalach b'shal atzmoi. Like we speak a lot of times when we learn the Rambam in Deis. The second thing is they possess the internal meat of yashus, that the pieces click one with the other, with the other, with the other, in a straight line. Amalek sits on the same line as Klal Yisrael. In the scheme of the Bria, Amalek sits on that same line. The difference is, Amalek, the hairs in it, crookedness. Amalek is crooked in the hair, and so on and so forth. Let's give a mashal. If your sales pitch is that life is a good thing, and what leads to life is A, B, C, or D, so the common axiom that life is a good thing is something that that is the straight. It's the yashus that includes everybody. There are different dayas about how one gets to live. And is it better to be strong? Is it better to be giving? Is it better to compromise, etc.? So, but at least we have a straight line, which is called Chaim, and we can work with that. If there are some people that prefer death, and you can't even agree to that basis, then the pshat is the Kav of Chaim, which is supposed to be the most eternal Kav, straight Kav, is gone. So he says, Lekach u'eflem gam, upneki homun etzor Yisrael. Homun is the antithesis of Yisrael. Lekach oma batetze'ena l'rvoya, sh'loi ho'elem oi tzaris b'mei homun. Tzaris b'mei homun. Batetze'ena l'rvoya. In other words, since we and homun, we were being crushed out of existence, not attacked by something, but crushed out of existence, when we got rid of homun, we once again began to grow to size. B'chol elu dvorin d'v'yachach m'oit. It was a greater ness than anything else in Klal Yisrael, because in terms of its pnimius, you were talking about a koach that's not a mikridika problem to Klal Yisrael, but something that is straight bent on the opposite of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Ma'adav Adayim, a person passes through a battlefield, or a gang, there's a gang warfare somewhere, or mafia hit group, and the person had misfortune being there, and he's saved, that's a big nace. But if they're out to get him, and he was saved, that's a real nace. So Klal Yisrael, the other Umas Olam, happened to have some problem with Klal Yisrael at some point, at some time, and it's a nace who was saved. This was something that they came to get us.
Now,
Zohar kolamis nagdim shenichlu belashay shechalok and shedavim oidav azeh. So here he mentions all three misnagdim. What he means is exactly what we said. Eish is keneged small, which is midas adin. Eish is Gavriel is keneged midas adin is ksara eish. Eish is something which removes the excess, the fluff, the excess fat, the excess water. Eish removes anything which is not emes, and you're left with just the bare essence of the thing. Mayim is something which gives. So that represents, whoever came with Eish represents that part. Mayim represents all sorts of things that inflate things. Water makes things grow. Things swell up with water. Water is Midas HaChesed. And that's a second Isnag, this is Klal Yisrael. So there you have Herkafta, Ibonu Ba'Eish Ba'Mayim. And then you have the ones that are Misnagit, not from the side, but Kneged the Atzmis of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we'll hold it.
Yeah.